mein new perik ye ba me taimnim ye daf mem zayn me veis ye ba me taimnim u ba me en taimnim what things you allowed to make hot tomorrow. This is even before Shabbos, and what things you're not allowed to make hot tomorrow with. So drashi ba me taimnim habo lesale kidero mi agave kiro, it's right before Shabbos you want to take the pot off the stove and you want to wrap it around now. You need to take out the fire. So you want to wrap around the pot with some shmatis to keep it warm. Is bedover achar. Yom ruch hachom, we had before. Ein toimnim bedover moisef hevel. Something that's moisef hevel, you're not allowed to wrap around with. Ela bedover hamaymet hevel. It's before Shabbos, you're allowed to wrap it around some with a shmata to retain the teeth. Avi, it's not something that's moisef hevel. Now the Mishnah explains now, miyu amoisev v'yosa, what's considered a substance that moisev hevel makes it become hotter and hotter? That's also to do it. And we had the xeris, because maybe you're going to be matlin beremetz, when you wrap it around with something that moisev hevel makes it hotter, maybe there'll be a remetz or coal inside it. And then we're afraid maybe you'll hit the coal on Shabbos to make it burn better. So that the Mishnah loy be gefes. Gefes is also, Rashi gefes, psoile shobei sabad shel shemin. Means the psoilus of the olives. Konus yachad b'cham miyoid. When you make olive, when you make oil, you press the olives, so the bottom of it, the psoilus of the olives, is very hot. So if you put the pot, or you put whatever the food, into this shemen, since the psoilus of the shemen, since it's moist of hevel, it's also to put it even from before Shabbos. V'loi b'zevel, natstam b'zevel, it's a shmutz of the behemom. V'loi b'melech, in salt. V'loi b'sid, in lime. V'loi b'choil, not in sand. Whether the sand or the sid or the melech is dry or wet, both cases is called moist of hevel and it's also. You can't put it in straw. Zagin, Rashi said, that's the pselos of the grapes. When you make yayin, when you make wine, the pselos of the grapes, that's something that's moist of hevel. We'll soon see there's only one slach when it's still wet. V'loi b'zagin, v'loi b'muchin. Muchin, Rashi says, that means cold dovarach, anything that's soft, kari muchin, is called muchin. Kegoin tseme gefin, like cotton, or tlishe tseme rach, pieces, soft pieces of wool, shel behema, or greiris begodim bluyim, or else old begodim that are now bully, that are now shmatis, so the fibers start to fall off. So the soft fibers that come off it, that's all called muchin. So you can't be matmin a pot into the soft material. So the Mishnah went, V'loi b'muchin, v'loi b'yasovim, not in grass, b'zman shein lachin. These are only yosa b'zman etzlach, when it's wet. Avol toimnim ben k'shein yuveshim. The last things, when it's dry, then it's not something that's moisiv hevel, then it's mutter. It's only yosa tevin, or muchin, when it's still wet. When it's dry, it's not moisiv hevel. But the first things, the gefes and the zevel, that's even moisiv hevel, even when it's dried up. And we said this, Rasha, this is an Issa even before Shabbos. Also, Gzera, maybe you put a coal, you wrap it around with a coal, and that's Gzera, you'll come to hit it on Shabbos to make it burn better. Sati Gemari, boil you. Gefes, the Mishnah says, Gefes is called a Moisef Hevel. Now, Gefes means the psalus of something, the leftover of something. So the Gemara, Shel Zaysim Tanan, does the Dafka mean the leftover of the olives? Like Rashi said in the Mishnah, that's something that's very hot. The leftovers of sesame, the sesame seeds, the leftover of it, they used to press the sesame to get the oil out of it. So leftover the sesame, that's not so hot. That's shapadami. Maybe that's not called a zakas mois of hevel. I don't know, the Mishnah also means the shumshimi tanan. The Mishnah even means the heat that comes out of sesame. So the Fasemis is Mazda, that Avad and Metzias, we know that both of them is Moisef Hevel. Sesame, the Pselos from the sesame is also Moisef Hevel. So the Shalomit doesn't get as hot as the Pselos of the Shemin will get, of the olives. So the Shalomit is how much heat do you have to have that Rabbanan gave the Xerim, it's called the Dabra Moisef Hevel. And not any heat that Rabbanan asked. If it's very little heat, you have one of the Nasirim. Here the Shalom is, the Shumshimi heat is not enough heat to give it the cloud Xero of Dover Mice of Hevel or not. So that's the Shalom. So the Gemara Tanan, I'll bring you Raya. It says, Adilma Shumshimi, Adilma the Shumshimi Tanan, the whole Shein the Zaytim. Avad the Zaytim is also also. So the Gemara Toshima, I'll bring you Raya. The Yomar Rab Zera, Mishum Chad Devei Rab Yanai, from one of the Tamidim of Rab Yanai, Kupa. Kupa is a pot. She tomen bo, that you made hatzmon in this pot. That means before Shabbos, you put a towel around the pot. That alone would be mutter. Rashi Kupa Shetamim Bo, Shenoisim Bo Muchin. You put Muchin around it, but Toimim Bo Kedera. And you made Atamana around the Kedera, it would have been Mutter. But also now Lanicha Al Gefer Shozesim. You're not allowed to put this part that has Atamana around it, that's Mutter do before Shabbos. Now it's also, you put it on top of the Gefer Shozesim. You put it on top of the Pseudos that comes out of the olives, it's also. Is a Zchura Tzadiyak Shman Mina Shozesim Tanan. You see, Klo, what's called Gefes? Gefes means the Pselos of Zesim. The Pselos of Shumshmi wouldn't have this halacha. So the Gemara name, I'll tell you, Li'oyla Meimaloch, Li'inyin Ha'tumono, the Shumshmim Nami Osir. There's two, this price is a big Kiddush. I'll tell you, if you're going to make Ha'tumono in the Shumshmi itself, that means you have this food, you have this potato, or you have this pot, and you're going to stick the pot inside the Pselos of the shumshmi. When you made the sesame oil, you squashed out the sesame, the leftover, that's something that's moisef hevel. If you put the pot inside the sesame before Shabbos, havada, that's also. Because maybe shumshmi itself is moisef hevel. I'll tell you it's also. Nami also. No, what's the chiddush's brisa? A big chiddush. We're supposed to be out of halacha, be not coming out of halacha. Linyan asuke havolo though, linyan to cause something to become hotter, to give off heat, to heat up something else, then I'll tell you, the Zesim Maski Havolo. Only if you put this kupa, this is a pot that you already made Hatzimana with a Shmater around it. Now the way the Shmater is now, the Shmater itself is not Moisef Hevel. So you're taking this whole Shmater, this whole pot, and putting it on top of Shumshimi. Now, on top of Zesim. Now, if you would have put the pot itself on top of the Zesim, there'd be no Issa. Because the pot itself is not called Hatzimana. Now the Issa is, since you put a Shmater around the pot, and you put the pot now on top of the shemen is like moisture so much hevel that it makes the shmata now also very hot, and now obliges nis of davra moisture hevel. But soon say big nafkamil at this. The asuke yavol, the zeise maski yavolo, or the shumshimil maski yavolo, or if you'll have this pot that has a shmata around it, you made a regular atamono that's mutter, with stama towel. Now you took this towel with the pot inside it and put it on top of shumshimi. Since shumshimi is not moistive that much hevel, it doesn't get the whole towel hot. So therefore, now it's not called a davar moistive hevel. That will be mutter to do. That's the Gemara's teretz. But really, shumshimi by itself is moistive hevel. So if you put the pot inside the shumshimi, that will blib also. It's moistive hevel. But here the pot is not going inside the shumshimi. The pot is just staying on top of the shumshimi. So the pot itself has atzmon around it. So the shumshimi doesn't heat up the atzmonim around it to make the atzmonim cool the davar moisef hevel. Now this is gefaska nalocha like this. The moish also brings down nalocha. It's a big nafkamina mol. You put a piece of meat, you take it out of the refrigerator, out of the freezer, and you want to put it on top of a pot. Now really to heat it up on top of a pot on Shabbos is mutter. Since you're not putting it on the eish, you start putting, you have the cholent pot on the fire. You want to put a piece of meat now, a cold piece of meat on top of the pot, that's mutter. Because it's not called bishul, the meat was cooked already before Shabbos called tzorkoi. You only want to warm it up on a dover yovish, it's mutter. Let's say the piece of meat though has silver foil all around it. The piece of meat is wrapped up, usually do that, usually you wrap it up in silver foil. Or else you have a kugel wrapped up in the silver foil. And now you want to put this whole silver foil on top of a pot. That's going to blight bosser now. So like a motion doesn't chew like that. Because since you have the silver foil around the meat or around the kugel, that blights like hatmona. You have the kugel matmin wrapped around in the silver foil. Now the silver foil itself is not dovra moisef hevel, so chur should be mutter. But now when you put the silver foil on top of the pot, since the pot is on the fire, and the fire is heating up the pot, and now the pot is going to heat up the silver foil, the silver foil now has din of dovra moisef hevel. So that's also to make that hatmona. So you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put the silver foil on top of the pot. So the eighth would be is to open up the silver foil, that the top part of it should be open. Even though the bottom is still surrounded with the silver foil, but atmona is only if it's surrounded all around. That's called atmona. If you have to open up the top part of the silver foil, the top should be open. Then you're allowed to put it on top of the pot. But if the silver foil is ksed around the meat, so that's called you have the meat in atmona now, and when you put it on top of the fire, that's this gemara. It's called hasuki havola. That's the chiluk we're making the gemara now between zeisim and shumshimi. As you put this pot that has atzmon around it on top of zeisim, since zeisim it's so much moisef hevel, it even heats up the atzmon on the pot and it gives it a shame davar moisef hevel. That's also mashen. Can you put the pot that has atzmon of stama shmat around the pot that would have been mutter? Now you put it on top of shumshimi. Since shumshimi doesn't get that hot, it doesn't heat up the shmata. The pot is mutter. It's not called davar moisef hevel.
Mashrink on top of the fire, but his dover moise hevel blei boser. And the Moshe says in truth like that. The only tzad to dan zayin, maybe silver foil is different. Because silver foil, when you wrap it around the meat, you're not doing it with a svar of hatmona. Hatmona means like something is hot and you want to retain the heat there. That's why you wrapped it around. By a piece of meat, you're wrapping it around stam because that's the way to keep it together, or you don't want it to get dirty. That's why you wrap it around. We don't have kavana for hatmona. But the Moshe says no. But he says when you, it's a svar also that, because now that the meat is wrapped around the silver foil, when you put it on top of the pot, the silver foil retains the heat inside. So now all the meat gets heated up much better. That's daimed to atmana. So therefore you're not allowed to put it on top of the pot since it'll be a mice of hevel. You'll have to bedavka open up the silver foil before you put it on. Here. And that's the maskon. And here we pass like this, that to make hatmona with shumshimi is takosa. He says the psalus of sesame is also dovra mice of hevel. So drashi asuki havolo, the goin zeh shehitmin bedover acher. You made hatmona with tamashmat around the pot. And that was mutter, that was the moist of hevel. Now the niya kupala gefes, now you put this pot on top of the gefes, the lek elisha gefes male hevel lamalo, umasiya kadeva shebekupam, and now you want the gefes to heat up the pot with the shmat around it, is a chilik. If it's on top of zeisim, it's osir. If it's on top of shumshimi, it's not moist of hevel so much, remains osir. So the gemara, new gemara now. Rabba v'rab zeiro ikloi levei resh kalusa. Rabbi Mazari both went to visit Baresh Kalusa. Chazielu Avda, they saw the Yevid in the house of the Resh Kalusa. The Anach, he put Kuza de Maya, a bucket full of water, a Pume de Kumkuma. There was a hot kettle of water, a pot, on top of the fire, on the hot kettle, and on top of the hot kettle pot, he put a jar full of cold water. The Kitty was putting like a glass of cold water on top of the hot water kettle. He was doing this on Shabbos. So when Rabbi saw it, Nizra Rabbi, Rabbi got angry and told him, stop it, stop, don't do it. Omale Rabzeir, for Rabzeir to Rabbi, Maishino, why is it also, what's different than this than we had before? Mimechem agabe mechem, is the Allah, if you have a hot pot on top of the fire, cooking the water, you're allowed to put another pot of hot water on top of that pot. You're allowed to put one pot on top of another pot. That's all he was doing here also. He was putting a glass of cold water on top of the hot water pot. So what's the difference between a mechem, a gavi mechem, and a glass on top of the mechem? And the Gemara poshet her. Omalei, hosa mikume kamukim. Over there we're talking about the top pot you're putting is also hot water. You have one hot water kettle on the fire. And you're putting now another hot water kettle on top of that one, like a double boiler. But the top pot is talking about it was also hot. So when you're putting it on top, you're not making any new bishul now. You're just retaining the heat in the top one. So it's not called a derech bishul. To put one pot on top of another pot is not called derech bishul. So if the top pot is already in this bashra called sorkoin, and it's still hot, you're allowed to put it on top of the pot on Shabbos. Abahocha, we're talking about iludi kamoilit. Here we're talking about this glass he put on top of the mechem was a cold glass, cold water. So if it's all your mom is cooking the cold water on Shabbat, that's also. And now let her put cold water on top of a hot kettle. Because since the hot kettle is so hot, yatzel at this boy, and if you leave the cold water a long time on top, the cold water will also become yatzel at this boy. So that's mom is bishul, that's also. It's no tushtum.
What about a davar yavish?
What about it?
Would that be mutter to put on top of a mech?
Yeah.
Even if it was cold.
Right. Rashi apum in the kumkim, Rashi mechem shochamin. The Yakuza, the glass of water, hoisem leitzayin, it was full of cold water. So in Israel, Gorabai, Rabbi Garang, we told him, stop. Maishtem emechem, agabi mechem, the tanya mebraisa, besoy pirkin, the shari. So poshid also, mekumim mukam. Shamechem elyon, even the top kettle, gamboy yesh mayim cham, it also has hot water there. Vatachten, what are you putting on top of the pot, bottom pot for? Enuel emayim mit chaymish lo yafid, just want to retain its heat, it shouldn't get cooled off. Mashankin here, you're putting a cold glass of water on top of the hot pot. That's also the mama's bishul. We're afraid the cold water become as hot as the yatzel at this boy, and if you open this, your eyes up. So therefore, even though you have kavana, we learned before, just to let the cold water become a little lukewarm, still it's also. Since if it will stay there a long time, it will come the yatzel at this boy. There are bonum guys you can't put it there, even just to warm up. Right. Hoda Chazia, then Rabbi saw the Eved of Resh Kalusa do another thing. Hoda Chazia, the porous bisdura, apu made the kuva, he spread a shmata on top of a big barrel. Rashi, the studa means sudish arosh. He's all like his hat. He spread out, or else the kerchief they put on the head, he spread out his hat, apu made the kuva, on the mouth, Rashi, the kuva kankan, on the mouth of a big barrel of water. Could be an empty barrel even of the anech natlo layu. He put the ladle on top of the cloth, on top of the hat, on top of the scarf, whatever it was. Not lo layos, drashi not lo, kli, that's the ladle, sheshoivin yayim min akuva. If you want to take the wine out of the barrel, use the ladle, take it out. So the kid, see, he put a ladle that had some water in it on top of clothing, on top of a shmat, on top of his hat, or on top of the scarf that he spread out over the barrel. That's what he was doing. He's putting like a ladle on top of a scarf. So, Nizar Rabbi, told him to stop it. Omalei Rab Zehra, what is he doing wrong? He's stopped putting a ladle on top of a cloth. What's wrong with putting a ladle? He's not smearing the water on the cloth to say he's doing kibbutz. He's just putting the ladle, even though inside the ladle is water, but the water is not spilling onto the cloth. He's just putting the ladle on top of it. So what should be awesome? Omalei, Hashtichazi, said, let's wait a few minutes. Let's see if the water won't spill or not. Is Lesoif Chazia de Komatzele. At the end, he saw that the water tank had spilled into the kli, into his scarf. And what did he ever do? He took the scarf and started to wring it out to get all the water out. That's an Nisi de Raisa. He was doing Kvisa. He was squashing out the water from the thing. See, even though when the ladle, the water fell onto the beggar, he did not let it spill water, he didn't do that. That was Shlavi Kavonim. He just left the ladle there, and by itself, the ladle spilled out into the beggar. But the Gzair is, like the Maisa was, later he took the beggar and squeezed it out. So that's Mamish and Nisa Schita. Drashi, the Ko'atzo, Drashi, Shoya Seuchta, he was squeezing it out, Minamayim Shnivlaboy. And that's a nis of kibus of libun. If you have water in a bacon to squeeze out the beggars, nis of libun. It's a nis of the raisa. So the more omala yaba, Reb Zeir still has the kasha. Maishno is a din leido, mi parunko. It's drashi maishno mi parunko. Beged osu lifras al gigus. She a person nice in b'shabes. And all you have, the barrel is full of wine, and you want to like cover it up, dirt shouldn't fall in it. So they had special shmatis that used to cover it up. So you see, you're allowed to put a shmata on top of a barrel of wine, and we're not afraid the shmata will get wet, and you'll start to squeeze it out. So what's that to say? You will choshed that this shmata, if it gets wet, he's going to squeeze it out. Or malay poshed. Hosam le kopad alavayu. That's a special shmata, a special beggar they use to cover the barrel of wine. So even if the cover gets wet, there's no chash to come to squeeze it, because that's what it's made for, that the cover should get wet full of wine. Habacha kopad alavayu. Here he took his sudish rosh, he took his handkerchief, his scarf he took. A scarf you want to be dry. And he put a scarf down, on top of the scarf he put a glass of water. So that's the gzera. If the water spills on the scarf, well, choshi, you come to squeeze out the scarf, because the scarf is not made to have water inside it. Ma'ashenken here, the parvunka, it was made for that. Yeah. Smell is no tushta. Right. V'loy b'tevin. The Mishnah says what? You can't make hatamona with tevin. Tevin straw is called something that's moist of hevel. When? Only when it's wet. When it's dried up, right, it's not moist of hevel anymore. So the more boy imene ravada ba masna mi abaya. Ravada masna es kashma abaya. Muchin. The Mishnah also says muchin is also something that's moist of hevel. Muchin means a material that's soft, either katin or else very soft wool, a soft material. Is muchin shetoman bem. This muchin, now regular soft material like soft wool or soft katin, is only to be used to make begodim with. So that's muksa. It's like raw material that in the middle of the week you're going to use it to sew a beged with. So on Shabbos, Avada, that's muksa. It's not oimit used for kli itself to muchin. It's oimit to make begodim out of. So muchin by itself is muksa. Now here's the shah, what about Friday? You took this muchin and you made hatsmona with it. One time you took it and wrapped it around your pot to make the pot hot. And it tests where it's mutter. It's not moist of heaven and you did it before Shabbos. Is muchin shetomin bohin. Malu tutolim b'Shabbos. Now on Shabbos has become ois muksa or not. So drashi muchin. Ein emela lasis mem levedim. It's only oimit to make clothes with. Shekur and Plato, muksin hein. Limlocha, it's muksa set aside only to use to making godim with. V'yosta tatlu, melech muksa. V'eilu, shetomna ben, now that you use this muchin, and you wrapped it around your cholent pot, miyamrinan yachtan latmonim, now you set aside this raw material to use for atmonim, v'yikotar is clearlayim, now it has a shame clear, it's not muksa anymore. O mutla tatlu, b'shabbos. Since you set it aside before Shabbos on Friday, you made it a shem kli. I lie. We say no. Punt today, you had nothing else to make katmona with, so use the muchin. But avada, right after Shabbos, you're going to use this muchin again to make the godim with, so you didn't give it a shem kli. It's still called muksa. That's the shayla. If you use it one Shabbos, does that make it ois muchin, ois muksa, or no? Omulay answered back, pshit avada, it's still muksa. Zuchim, if nei shein le kupa shot heaven, oimed umafke kupa shot muchin. is really what he used for Hatmona to wrap around, stamped heaven, usually used Pusha the straw. Now, Punk, this Friday he had no straw in his house. So this one Friday he had to use the Mukhan, he had to use this raw material that he's going to use to make Begodim. But since he had to use it this one Shabbos, we don't say now he's Miyachet for Hatmona, it's too Choshev. Havadar after Shabbos he'll again use it to make Begodim with. And next Shabbos he'll use Tevin. So the fact to use it for one Shabbos, his zikha doesn't make it a shame kli, it still remains muksa. Drashi, oime domask lekach, kupish shel mukhin, shedemeh, yikorin, it's very expensive, this soft material. Is zain derech bekach, for leibat lelatmona, it's not a derech to use it for poshter atmona, so even though you were stuck one Friday, you had nothing else to use it, havad it's a svara next, after Shabbos, you use it for begodim again, and it still remains muksa. So the moral lemon is, I'll bring you raya for your svara, it still remains muksa. Is alocha toimnin the gizei tzemer. You'll have to make hatmona with gizei tzemer, pieces of wool. Over tzipei tzemer, other types of wool. That Rashi gizei shel tzemer, k'moy shenigzuzu. As soon as you shear off the wool, off to the animal, that's called gizei shel tzemer. Tzipei tzemer means liyache shenafsu, after you combed out the wool. V'shotchu, you made you stretched it out. K'min machtzolis mashtichen, like you stretched out, machtzolis is, mats. No, you made long pieces of wool. Or else, uvulishoin yeshalagoman. Tongues, pieces of blue wool. Trash lishoinis means l'achesh etzoban. After you dyed it blue, the wool, for a circle, and you combed it out, though, son, came lishoinis aruchais l'tavosin. You made like long tongues of it, ready to start weaving with it now. Uva muchin. Who adin muchin? It's any soft material. Is even though you made atamana with these things, the aim metaltlan oison. You should know, though, you're not allowed to be metaltlit. These things still remain muksa. So you see, claw, even though you made hatsmona with it, we say the svara. This Friday you were stuck, you had nothing else to use. You used these materials. But avadi, you're not miyachrit for hatsmona. It's still called something that's aimed to weave with to make begodim. So avadi is still muksa. So the Gemara name, imi shemol la'yir, may you won't have any raya. Hochikam, I'll tell you the pshat in the braisa. Im loy tomen behen loy tsui, you did not make hatmona with it, is ein metatl noison. That's what the braisa means. Enechnami, if you used it this Friday and made hatmona with it, you made a nice muksa. But the braisa says ein metatl, this mukhin still remains muksa, is where you didn't make hatmona with it. If you didn't make hatmona with it, so since this is raw material that's oimet to be used to make the begodim with, so vada it's muksa. It doesn't have a shem kli now. You're oimet to weave it to make it into the begodim. It's muksa. So what's the chinish if you didn't make hatmona? And the Gemara, there's still a chinish. This mukhin, this raw material, even though it's aimed to use, to weave with, to make begodim, but right now you could use it as a chair. A mold you sit down on the floor, they'll put a shmata underneath to sit down. So since you could use it for a chair, that's the chiddush no. Since it's aimed though to be used for weaving, it's raw material that you use to make a beged, it's not called a kliyeh. It's aimed to make begodim and it's still muksa. Even though you made hatmona with it, still ain't metaltle noisan. Now we say no. Im letamim behem. Omili milikatoni. Reishas meaning the time the mem. The Reisha tells you chiddush you're allowed to make hatmona with this material before Shabbos. Why do loy meisvi havlo? This material is not meisv hevel. Vashmin is safer. Then the safer is another chiddush. The stam muchin muktzoyis nenu. The stam muchin yishno is muksa. Avalhani, the Tomim Ben, have a Kemisha Yachlakach. But it could be Nechnam, if you use it for Atzmona this Friday, the fact you use it, that made it into a Kli. But Stam Muchen that you didn't use for Atzmona, that remains Muksa. Is the Kasher Mzoev cheated Muksa, you didn't use it yet. The Teretz is Lamazgo, Leis of Alein. Since they're royal to use for a chair to sit on like, so I would think it has some use, let me give it a shame Kli. Kamash will know, it's not Miyuchet for that. The Muchen is Miyuchet to use to make the Godin with. Therefore, they're called muksa. Nugamar. Rav Chizda was matir on Shabbos. Lahadure udro levei sadje. If you have a pillow that your feathers came out of the pillow on Shabbos, he was matir to put the feathers back into the pillow on Shabbos. Bishavata. Trashila dure udrula veisadia, lahach the muchin, to return the soft material, shenoflu mina karlatoichin, that came out of your pillow. You had a pillow that had muchin, soft material, that had cotton inside it, and the cotton came out on Shabbos, it's mutter to put back. That's what we pass on like that, that if it came out on Shabbos, it's mutter. What? It's daimit to masakin kli, we'll soon see. You're making a pillow now. By putting it back in, you're making a kli. When the feathers came out, it's not right to use. Putting it back, you're making a kli. It was on sea. If you didn't have it the year before Shabbos, it's also to do it with Chil on Shabbos. The Mar Asira, Eisvei Rav Chonin Bar Chizda, the Rav Chizda, is the Alocha Matirin Beis HaTzavra B'Shabbos. Beis HaTzavra is like your neck. Amo, when you used to give the neck into the cleaners, they used to sew up the neck, make short stitches there, because they should stay in place. And when you took it home, you used to open up the stitches to be able to use it to put your neck through the bigot. So you're allowed to untie the knots the kovis made. The about the kovis made knots were knotted at Kesher Shor Kayoma, and it was a poshtin knot. It was made to be opened up as soon as you take it home. Therefore, it's mutter to open it up on Shabbos. Is Zrashi Matirin Beis HaTzavur, Shederech HaKovsim HaKoshrin. When he gave it to the cleaners to wash his shirt, it was there for them to tie the neck down. But they zichet tied it with a Kesher She'ena Shor Kayoma, because as soon as the Bailam got home, he opened it up. So that's mutter. Some Rishonim learn, even though you'll take it home first in 5 days, 10 days, it doesn't make a difference. But it was made matchil that as soon as you get it home to open it up. Some Rishonim know only means he mamish made it on Friday, and he had that to open it up like within 24 hours. Like every Kesher Shor Kayoma, such a sheet like that. If you make it not, I'm to stay more than 24 hours, there's some sheet that learn that's awesome of the Rabbanah to make it or to open it up. But this we'll see later. The kids here, this knot was made of the dust to open up. It's called Kesher She'ena Shor Kayoma, it's mutter. Avoloi poischin. But Metchili are not allowed to open up the tzavra on Shabbos. Drashi. Avoloi poischin. Drashi lechetchila. Ta'ash dovad le'mona. Now you're making a mona. Hey, the tzavra means I'm all used to like a shirt. Metchila, when Uman made it, he tacked and stitched it up very, very tight. Now, when you get your shirt home the first time, you have to open it up. That's mamash called the Kesher Shor Kayoma. To open it up on Shabbat, that's also. You're opening up a Kesher Shor Kayoma, that's also. I will lay poiskin. You can't open it up. You can't put muchin. Not into a pillow. Not into a sheet. Ksos is what? A blanket. Kids, you can't put the muchin, the feathers, back into the pillow or back into the blanket. The yomtiv, the answer claim the Shabbos, and the other Shabbos also to put it back. So who is the stira? Rav Chizda just said you're allowed to put the udra, you're allowed to put the muchin back into the pillow, and there it says you're not allowed to put it back in on Shabbos. And the Gemara like Kasha, there's no stira. Ho becharati ho batiki. If you have a new pillow that never had the feathers or the muchin inside it yet, on Shabbos you can't put the feathers into the pillow. That's called tikkun money making a kli. Now, Shankin, if it was in before Shabbos, just it came out on Shabbos, that's not daima to make it a kli. Drashi b'charati, shtoyhoyu mo'elom l'toychoy, is also, tahash to'obad le'mona. Now you're making a kli, it's makna patish. That's, I think it's shall some learn, some Mishra learns, it's a deraisa mamish. It's like makna patish, or you're making a little kli, it'll be an issa. Mashankin batik is a drashi, lach zero lekar, zeshenof l'menu, that's mutter. It's nothing, since you had a kli already. And since the feathers that came out of it, like we still see, this is part of the kli, you're putting it back together because you're not making a new kli, you're just fixing it up, and it's not a davar chashuv. What you're doing, that's mutter. Kein zeh will have later, same halacha by shoelaces. If you have shoes that don't have shoelaces before Shabbos, it's also to put the shoelaces in on Shabbos. That's called mesakin mona. But if you had shoelaces in your shoe, and your kid starts playing with your shoe and pulls out the shoelaces on Shabbos, that's mutter to put it back again. Since the shoelaces were on before Shabbos, it's mutter to put it back in again. But to pull new shoelaces that weren't there before Shabbos, that's also. And if the shoelace rips on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put new shoelaces in. You just have to play around with your shoelace the way it is and just make it stretch out use it the way it's shorter. But to put new ones in will be also. We'll see this later on. Right, all the chadiyavatiki. Matanya Namiyach have a right for this also. A noisna nesa muchin. You can't put the muchin, the soft material. Loyal techa kar, not into the pillow. Loyal techa ksos, not into the blanket. The yom tevein sarkoim of a Shabbos. Noshru, balu yitzu, they were in there at the beginning of Shabbos. No, now they fell out. Noshru, what happens? They just fell out of it. They were noshru. Is mavziva noisna of a Shabbos. You're allowed to put it back on a Shabbos. Vein sarkoim of a yom tevein. You see, Claudius Chilik, it was there before Shabbos, Chazor is nothing, that's mutter. Omer Rav Yudu Omer Rav, HaPoiseyach Beis HaTzavor B'Shabbos Chayiv Chattis. In case we get this shirt, you bought it new, and we have to put your head through, our mall was closed up, it wasn't opened up yet. Like, imagine you have an undershirt that has no place to put your neck through. So you have to first rip it open on Shabbos, and you rip open your undershirt on Shabbos, you're chayiv chatis. So Trashi, this is a big shala, a big rishal mishayim, the Rambam, what's the issa of Paseach Beis HaTzavah? Rashi learns chayiv chatis, tahashta kor mishavu leimona. V'chayiv mishum makav apatish, v'ayinu gemar malocha. You're chayiv for makav apatish, this is called the gemar malocha. That's the issa. So they learned Rashi. That's a...